Good morning and praise the Lord. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory. It's a wonderful privilege that I have, and so I don't take it for granted. So I give God the praise and the glory for allowing me this opportunity. So I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm honored to be your host for the next 30-plus minutes. Today's Wednesday, and it's October the 1st. It's 2014, and we thank God for this brand new day, a day that you and I have never seen before. So it's new for us and to us, and it's a blessing, of course. Well, how are you feeling today? How are you? How are you doing? I trust that you're blessed, at least sensing the blessings of God upon your life. How was your day yesterday? Did you walk in victory? Did you see His hand? Did you feel His presence? Well, if in fact you did, you can say, praise the Lord. That's a wonderful praise report. Now, we're operating in a slightly different format beginning this week and going forward. We are so thankful that this prayercast is touching the lives of many, and there are people that are far and near that are depending on what we do here at 6 o'clock in the mornings, every morning, Monday through Friday. And therefore, this program is archived. It's recorded live, of course, and then archived, meaning that it's put in a place where anyone on any part of the earth at any time of the day can access the program. And so people are doing that, of course. You know, there are different time zones. We are just now waking up. In the Middle East, for example, they're already round about midday, somewhere around there, and so on. So it's a different situation for different folk. So to support that reality, we now have all our lines remain closed. And if you would like to speak, share a praise report or a prayer request, all you have to do is to press 1 on the button that says 1 on your phone, and that will signal us that you would like to be heard. And of course, we will see that indicator, and we will be so happy to make your line live so that you can be heard. So that's the routine that we're doing. Now, what that does is it preserves the integrity of the recording, meaning that all of the noises that can come from various lines and phones that are dialed in to our network are basically silent, so those noises that do not come through. So also, if at any time that you would like to hear a repeat of a prayer cast such as this one, if you're on and you missed something, you can always go back, and you can always go to our archives, and you can see the program and the date, and you can click on that, and it'll bring you right back to where we are. Praise God. Thank God for the technology. Well, I want to, because this is a divine and supernatural appointment, we want to acknowledge the presence of the Lord in our midst. We want to let Him know that we welcome Him. And so I'd like to go forward in prayer right now, if you may. Father, we do thank You today for this prayer cast. We thank You for this, another opportunity. And it comes directly from Your heart, from Your kind and loving hands. It's a brand new day. so many mercies are wrapped up in it for us all. Mercies of safety, mercies of provision, mercies of guidance, and all of those are wonderful things that only you can provide. So we want to let you know again that we acknowledge who you are, that you are creator of heaven and earth. You are not simply God, you are God Almighty. You're all powerful, you're all present, and present everywhere at the same time. We thank you for allowing us this appointment, this opportunity to come before you. Thank you for all our prayer partners that are dialed in. Father, we thank you for these faithful saints who look forward to these moments every day and ride with us on this adventure that you've placed us on. We thank you today for forgiveness, that you are allowing us to come into your courts with praise and with thanksgiving, not because we are worthy of it, but because you are worthy. You love us, you are merciful, and you have what we need. We need cleansing. We need to be restored and kept in righteousness, and only you can provide the means. And we thank you for the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, which provides continual cleansing for us as we approach humbly. You said if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. We claim that privilege and that opportunity right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Son and for the fact that he is the perfect substitute. Bless us today in our endeavor. Speak to our hearts today and inspire us and allow the spirit of prayer to descend upon us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just want to remind you that if you have a praise report or a prayer request, just hit the button 1 and you will be signaling us. We will see the indicator and we will open up your line so that you can be heard live. So welcome once again to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you for joining us. Well, on our list today, we have, we want to pray for some people that are experiencing illness. We want to pray for some folk that are struggling in various ways. We want to stand in the gap for them. The first person or persons that we want to pray for, I received a text early this morning that a dear friend of ours, Sonia, I don't know if she's, I invited her to be on, but I don't know, because she's actually at this moment in Beth Israel Hospital. And she's scheduled for surgery, it sounds like, on today. And so she's probably being prepped now to go in to surgery. And she is diagnosed with stomach cancer. And so she's asking for prayer. I also believe that she indicated that her mom is also in the same hospital. And so this is Beth Israel Hospital here in the great city of Newark. A wonderful provision by God. Beth Israel, daughter of Israel, if you will. That's the interpretation of that name. And that's a highly rated hospital in our city. And so we want to pray for Sonia Gaines and her mom, who are in the hospital right now as we speak. Father, we lift up Sonia and her mom, both of them, Lord. And you have what they need, and that's healing, complete healing and deliverance. Father, we send the word that you wrote for us to remember that by his stripes we are healed. So we send this word today right to Sonia's room. Touch her body. Bring about the healing that is needed. We pray for the doctors, the nurses, the technicians, everyone that has to do with her case, that you would so strengthen and quicken them now that they would know exactly what to do and how to minister your love, your mercy, and your healing to Sonia's body right now in the name of Jesus, even as she's prepped for this surgery. We send the word of peace to her heart, that she would be at peace, knowing that you are in control. You are the God that created the heavens and the earth. That gives us a huge range of confidence that you can handle whatever troubles us. So, Father, move on Sonia's behalf, move on our mom's behalf, to show yourself strong concerning them. Show them your hand in the name of Jesus and for his glory, his and his alone. We thank you for the testimony and for the great report. In Jesus' name, amen. By your stripes, they're healed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I would like to share a portion of scripture quickly that encourages my heart, and it's taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 53, and I'll be reading from verse 1. And may God quicken this word to our hearts on this morning. And I'm reading in the Amplified Bible. It's Isaiah chapter 53, and I'll be reading from verse 1 and down several verses. Who has believed, trusted in, relied upon, and clung to our message of that which was revealed to us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been disclosed? For the servant of God grew up before him like a tender plant and like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, royal, kingly pomp, that he should look at him, that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected and forsaken by men, a man of sorrows and pains and acquainted with grief and sickness, and like one from whom men hid their faces. He was despised, and we did not appreciate his worth or have any esteem for him. Surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distress, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him, and with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has made to light upon him the guilt and iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, Yet when he was afflicted, he was submissive and opened not his mouth, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who among them considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, stricken to his death for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And they assigned him a grave with the wicked and with a rich man in his death, although he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the will of the Lord to bruise him. He had put him to grief and made him sick. When you and he made his life an offering for sin, and he has risen from the dead, in time to come he shall see his spiritual offspring. He shall prolong his days, and the will and pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. What a powerful picture of the one who is the perfect substitute. And what is a substitute? I think all of us know what that is. It means that one thing replaces something else. One thing acts in the place of something else. And in this case, one person acted in the place of us all. And that was Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? He took all our place. Where we are the ones that were guilty, he stood in the gap and still stands there. And he did that without complaining. So our well-being is assured because of what he did. So he now is our high priest, and he sits on the throne, and he's making intercessions, praying for you and praying for me, because we are his offspring. So much can be said, but of course we don't have time for all of that on this day. We have some more issues to pray for. We want to pray for a gentleman, a brother. In fact, this is a man of God. I happen to know him. And his name is Guy Giordano. And he's recovering from a recent heart attack. In fact, Guy is a pastor as well. And so we want to pray for Guy in his recovery, that he would continue down the road of recovery and regaining of his health and strength. We want to pray for him right now. And his wife, Barbara. Father, we lift up the Giordanos right now before your throne. You know them, and they know you. And we thank you for the fact that he is recovering from the heart attack, which was a place that could have ended his life. So we thank you for the testimony of survival of that event, and now the recovery process. Bless them both with renewed strength. Bless Guy, bless Barbara, in the name of Jesus. May their hope in you continue to grow stronger and stronger as the hours and days pass by. in the name of Jesus, so that this becomes a great testimony of your mercy and your grace. Thank you for both of them right now. In the name of Jesus, bless them. Let them sense your presence, the warmth of your arm and your shadow above them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Please be reminded that if you have a prayer request or a praise report and you would like to speak, and I see an indicator immediately, and we are going to allow you to be on live. And you are on. Praise the Lord.
Can you please pray for my arm?
Can you please pray for my arm?
This is Hudson, and he's asking for prayer for his arm. He said it's hurting. If he could pray for his arm so it wouldn't be hurting anymore.
Okay, tell him to take his arm that is not paining, his hand that's not paining, and put it right on the spot where it's hurting.
Okay, take his arm and put it right here. Okay.
Father, we know that you love the children. You said, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And we thank you for Hudson. Thank you for being in his life. Thank you for what he is seeing and learning about you. Thank you for the faith, the simple faith that he has, believing that you can heal his arm. Right now, we quote into the atmosphere the word that is recorded that says, by his stripes we are healed. Hudson is healed right now in the name of Jesus. Touch his arm right now in Jesus' name. We rebuke the pain and whatever is out of order. We speak to it to come into order in the name of Jesus. Cause this to be a moment that Hudson remembers for the rest of his life, where he sensed your presence and felt your touch. In Jesus' name we pray. We said, it's done. His arm is healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Hudson, for your prayer request. Praise God. That's so wonderful. Heaven must be jumping up and down with joy right about now because of this child's simple faith. Who else has faith? On this day, this Wednesday morning, the 1st of October. And by the way, I did receive a text congratulating me for my birthday month, which is this month. And I responded by reminding the person who sent me the text that it's me and Jesus. This month belonged to us. He was born in the fall, not on Christmas Day. When they found him, he was about 3 months old. So I'm speculating, and based on my humble research, he was born in October. So I'm in good company. My birthday is actually next week. It's on the 9th. It's on a Thursday, and I was born on a Thursday. And so I'm blessed because I was born. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful that I'm at the point in my life where I'm learning of Him. And that's such a sense or such a place of joy and peace. Amidst all of the challenges of life, there's this resident joy of knowing Him. And so for all those of you who are thinking of my birth month and my birthday, I thank you so much. Now, there's someone that's looking to be live, and you can speak. I want you to know that you're live. Just speak.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, saints. I'd like to lift prayer up this morning for the elderly.
Yes.
A lot of times we don't realize the value of those that are that've gotten up in age. We don't seem to appreciate them as they ought to be appreciated and respected. And last week I was on the bus and I noticed a sign that said that October 1st was Be Kind to an Elderly Person Day. And so I just thought it would be a good thing for us to lift them up in prayer. Thank the Lord for their being here till whatever age they are at this present moment, and we know that He's keeping them, and just pray that all their needs are met according to Him.
What I would ask you to do, if you would, for us, I totally concur with your prayer request. We live in a society where we don't necessarily embrace the elderly. The elderly are kind of like, a necessary a necessary inconvenience in our society. And that's true for this society, but that's not true for the rest of the world. In other parts of the world, particularly in the East, the elderly are valued because they didn't get elderly being stupid. They gained a lot of learning and wisdom for which they become a reservoir of knowledge and understanding and a place where younger people can resort to for understanding and learning. So us praying for the elderly today is wonderful. I will ask you if you would lead us in that prayer for the elderly. I have great love and respect for the elderly. My parents taught me that. They specifically taught me that. I had to serve the elderly as a task and a chore at the end of my school day. I had to go into a neighborhood and see who needed an errand, maybe they need some from the store or something like that. And I dare not take any money. They'd want to throw you a couple of pennies or cents. But I couldn't let my mother know that if, in fact, they did, because they would all just about force you. Oh, take that kind of a thing. But I'm comfortable with the elderly. And I'm approaching that myself. And I have friends who are making requests for the elderly that are approaching that as well. So would you lead us in prayer, please? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Glory to your name. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord,
we thank you,
God. We praise you. We bless your name on this morning.
Yes.
We thank you for life. We thank you for all your blessings, Lord God. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding. We thank you, God, today that we have this great opportunity that we can come before your presence, oh God, boldly come before you, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Today that we are not under the gun. Yes, Lord. but we are free to call on your name at this hour, Lord God.
Yes.
You're not
on yes.
the sword. Yeah, some of
yes.
our fellow Christians, oh God, are that we have the privilege, oh God, that we can speak freely. We thank you, Lord God, for this privilege, oh God, and we thank you, Father, that on this day we can lift up our elderly. We thank you, Lord God, for them, for keeping them, Lord God, until this time and this season that you've brought them through, Lord God, that you've kept them here, Father, for a purpose. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today, and we ask your blessings upon them. We ask you, Lord God, today, that you pour out your blessings, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, that all of your needs are met this morning, Lord.
Yes,
Father God, that you send people in this space, Lord God, that would meet, Lord God, with them and encourage their hearts, oh God. Those that may not have a family member, Lord God, and they may be in some kind of institution, Lord God, we pray today that you send people around them, that they would feel loved, that they would feel that they're still necessary, Lord God, even if it's to speak a word of wisdom. Oh, mighty God, today we pray, oh God, today that you encompass them and let them not feel lonely, but let them know that you are with them. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping them. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom that they have and they will be able to share with those of us that are encouraged, Lord God, to sit and listen unto them. Lord, we pray your blessings upon them, Lord God. We pray, oh God, today that you strengthen them in their bodies, oh God, when they might feel weak. We pray, oh God, today that you give them health in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just thank you for them. Father, words cannot express our thanks, Lord God, for those of us that still have an elderly parent, Lord God. Many of us, our parents, have gone on to be the Lord and with the Lord, and I pray, God, today that those of us that have our parents with us still, that we cherish them, that we show them love.
Yes, Lord God.
We pray, oh God, for respect for them. Lord God, and we be kind to those that maybe we may not know them, Lord, and we will pass them on the street, and we will offer the help in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let our compassion rise for our elderly, even on today, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. And we just give
bless
you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all that you're doing in them and through them.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that prayer request. And what we would like to do now, I would like to pray for Deanna and her husband, Chris Powers. We'd like to pray for them. Chris is under doctor's care for a chronic illness, and his wife, Deanna, is trying to be supportive. And there are issues that, let's put it this way, God would love to see them walking faithfully with him. And so we want to pray for them that they are strengthened in their relationship with the Lord. We also want to pray for Shakita Davis. We haven't heard from her in a while. I haven't seen her in a while. I am aware that she had entered a season of great challenge and difficulty. Wherever she is today, we want God to have an encounter with her. She knows the Lord, but she is yet a babe in Christ. And so we want the mercy of God to be extended to her wherever she is. Father, we pray for Deanna and for her husband, Chris, and you know exactly what their needs are. You know exactly what direction that they are to move in order to be in right standing with you. We pray today that by your Holy Spirit, that they would have a divine encounter with you that changes them, turns them in a direction that heads straight to your throne, that they may call on you, and you have promised in your word that you would hear from heaven and you would answer if they would only call. We pray today for Shakita Davis as well, that you would meet her by your Holy Spirit on this day. Whatever her situation is right now, under circumstance, we pray that you would intervene once again on her behalf. Stretch forth your hand and touch her situation, touch her atmosphere, if you will. Make it one that is filled with praise and thanks to you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. If you would like to be heard, you'd like to speak, you have a praise report or a prayer request, well, please, just hit the button one on your phone, and that we will see your signal that you would like to speak, and of course we will make your mic live so that you can be heard. Thank you so much for joining us today. I have on our list today. How do I come about my lists? I try to be open, have my heart be open to the Lord all the day long, so that, because I've long accepted that that is our function, I'm to function that way. That is why God made me. I've long accepted that role. And actually, that's true for all of us. Some of us may not have arrived at that place yet. But my prayer is that you would, sooner or later, hopefully much more sooner, because it does so much for your inner being, for your heart, because your heart begins to beat in rhythm with God's heart, and you can feel and sense things that you know He wants you to make a matter of prayer. And if in fact that you think that you cannot make a difference, that's not consistent with Scripture. That's not God's word. It says, it talks about the righteous. It talks about the righteous. You and I are viewed in the Scripture as the righteous. The righteous are those who are covered with the blood and righteousness of Christ. That's it. So the prayers of the righteous prevail, and prevail much. Yeah. So we've got to agree with the Scripture. So anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I leave my heart open all day long, and I do sense, besides people contacting us directly for prayer, like has happens, you know, quite frequently, but I can pick up in the atmosphere and in situations and encounters what to pray for. And I'm not special in that regard. You could do the same. And that's what we're to do. That's our function. In other words, we're to be the glory of God in the earth. In other words, our lives and our lives take on powerful purpose and meaning while we live. So yesterday I saw so many people that were really, really economically stressed. I mean, and it's tough times out here. It really is, economically, for just about everyone. You know, it's tight. And so the Lord opened my eyes and I was able to see some things on yesterday. So I want us to pray, if you would join me, please, for those people that are economically stressed. They're people that can't make it to get food. Their money doesn't go that far, if they have any at all, or for shelter, or for clothing, or for whatever. They can't see anything. They have no hope. May not even have Christ, so that means it's zero hope. Let's pray for them right now. Father, we understand that you are Lord over the entire earth. All the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to you and all the people in it. And today we lift up, Lord, those that are in our family, in our community, in our state, in our nation, that are finding it difficult just to get food. And we pray, Lord God, that opportunity would open up and favor would go before them and surround them, that they would be able to get food for themselves and their loved ones. They would be able to get shelter, that doors would open for them. Help them, Lord, even as they go through these circumstances, that they would call out to you. By your Spirit, move upon their hearts, that they will call out to you on this day, and you will show yourself strong to supply and meet their needs, because you're God that draws us by love, not by judgment, but by love. So thank you for these people, Lord. We pray that they would experience an encounter with you today that would leave them in a place where they feel loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, our time is almost up. I would like to move forward to our conclusion with a benediction that will serve us for the rest of the day. Amen. If I can ever get to it, so that we can get the blessing of that. Okay. Where are we? I thought we were there. Okay, this is being delayed. We're just going to. Okay, finally, we have it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming. Absolutely. And we want to be preserved blameless. May God bless you today. Thank you for joining us and spending this early morning with us in the presence of the Lord. May God bless you richly. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes.
Okay, I'm going to mention it.
Thank you.